You may remember a couple of weeks ago here on 1233 Breakfast, we caught up with a colleague from ABC Grandstand, Wayne Davis, but we weren't talking to him in the context of his ABC role. We were talking to him in the context of his trip to Pakistan with the World Hope Network to deliver supplies to those affected by the horrific Pakistani floods from earlier in the year. We promised then we'd ask afterwards how the whole trip went, and Wayne joins us online from Sydney. Good morning.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good. Was it a successful mission?
It was. We hit the ground running, as they say. We're in and out in 4 days, but we had the 300 kits and we delivered them all.
And refresh for those who weren't listening then exactly what your purpose was.
Well, we have a team in Pakistan already with World Hope Network, and they, with the army, had identified an area for us to distribute. Now, the area we went to was in the frontier area, and we since found out there's a number of Taliban up there as well. So whilst there doing the distribution, we filmed a documentary as well so we can raise awareness back home to obviously get more funds to distribute more aid. We delivered 300 kits, and it just went really, really well. There's so much need there, but the people who received were incredibly hospitable and thankful, and it was quite a success.
What did you find when you got there?
Look, the everything had receded. The water had receded, but I think, unfortunately, the focus on the flood-affected people had receded as well. So lots of people just had been missed. And this particular area we went to, be it, you know, Taliban living there as well or whatever, we were the first actual charity to actually go into that area, I think, ever. The army had told us, and perhaps with reason, you know, given the security issues and so forth. But, you know, there's still kids and there's still women and children and men who have lost farms and so forth. So there's still people who still need to eat and live. And just for them to see some love from all the way over the other side of the world, being us in Australia, they were moved. And whilst we gave, and there was still so much devastation there, which was incredible. Like, you could see the water lines, you know, over my head, you know, which is, well, not that high, but
yeah,
it's very high, you know. And even though we gave, they actually gave up to us. So we'd finished the distribution, and from what little they had, they orchestrated like a table with some tea. The women, I don't know how or where they got the stuff to make it, but they made us some biscuits, some simple biscuits. And incredibly moving, like, to give, but then they kept giving back to us as well. So yeah, and, you know, a wonderful experience.
And indeed, they have their dignity intact in that process as well. We can't wait to see the documentary when it comes out. We will have cause to speak with you again then. Thank you for being a good ambassador for Australia and showing that part of the world that we haven't completely forgotten about them. We'll talk to you when the film's all done.
That's great. And if people want to know anything about it, Aaron, www.worldhope.com. There you'll find an update of what we did there and, you know, news about the documentary coming up as well.
All right. We'll let you return to your job and start giving some thought to the ashes. Wayne Davis, who is one of the producers of ABC Grandstand during the day, but on nights and weekends, as you heard, does global charity work with the World Hope Network and has just returned from a mercy mission to Pakistan, where those floods are still having a very real impact on people's lives, as you've heard.